Hello?
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
With who?
With customer support?
Customer support.
Yes,
With
sir. Do
who?
you remember putting your name and number in the system for a callback?
Yes, but who? I had talked to several companies. Was this healthy way or something like that?
Okay, so possibly. So I can see, do you have an account with us? Was it about a charge?
Yes, I got something charged on my checking account that's not mine, but it comes from I'm looking at my notes, also on the phone. I work for a company.
Okay.
Let me look at the notes. It said a healthy way today.
Okay. So what I can do, I can get your zip code and just see, do I have an account associated with you? What's your zip code?
Okay, zip code 78380.
You said 7830.
380.
Okay. Your first
Conrad.
and last name?
Conrad Cantu.
Okay. Well, when I put the information in, an account did pull up. May you verify your shipping address?
I verify my shipment address.
Yes, sir.
With who?
I said, may you verify your shipping address on the account?
I don't know who you my information to. Are you
Okay,
with
yes,
this
sir.
company?
Yes, sir. You're saying that you got charged, correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So I did put your zip code in and I was able to locate an account. So I will be happy to see why were you charged. I just have to verify that this is your account before I can give out any information.
Okay, it's 213 East Avenue F in Robstown.
Yes, sir. Now, I show here on November the 20th, you paid $5.74 to enter our sweepstakes to win our pallet of gadgets. Yes, sir. So that sweepstakes entry does state that it come with a monthly membership. That's the reason why I'm showing you got charged $67.32. And in return, you do receive a $125 voucher, and also your chances of winning increases.
No, it said nothing like that on that ad.
Yes, sir. Well, it's located in the terms before you even elected to enter the sweepstakes. You have to. It's a blue hyperlink that states the terms and conditions, and also at the lower right of the page, it also stated the terms and conditions. And also, we emailed you 2 days, up to 2 days prior before we even charged you,
No.
verifying and letting you know about what you did enter on the
I don't
20th.
read my email.
Yeah, so we have an email on file. It's RICCantu at
Yes,
ymail.com.
I realize that, but I don't read my email. That was just an ad that I saw. I said $5 and some odd cents, and that's all I wanted. That's all I was going to invest, nothing else. But the fine print, I didn't read any of that stuff.
Okay. So at this point, what we can do is just get the membership canceled out so you won't get any future charges or any more vouchers. But you'll still even be in the running for this month.
No, though. I want to reimburse. I don't want anything.
Okay, so the only thing we can do is give me one moment. First, let me get the account canceled. And I can see what we're able to do about the December one. Okay? One moment. Okay, so yes, sir. So I have successfully gotten the account canceled out. Now, in regards to that $67.32, we are able to credit you back a 35% refund.
No, not at all. That's just a waste of money.
Yes, sir. So I do understand, you know, with as a courtesy, with it still being stated, you know, when you entered for the ballot, and also even though your chances of winning has increased, and also you do have a $125 voucher that is still valid, even though the account is canceled. As a courtesy, we'll be happy to credit you back a 50% refund on that $67.32.
No.
Yes, sir. That's mostly we're able to credit you back because it was stated in the terms before you even elected to enter the sweepstakes, and also we did email you 2 days prior to we even being charged.
Yeah, but I didn't verify anything. I never signed up for anything.
Yes, sir. Once you elected to enter that sweepstakes, it was stated. But the most that we're able to credit you back is a 50% refund.
No.
Well, yes, sir. Was there anything else I can do for you? Because the account has been canceled out, and I do have your confirmation number.
I will talk to my bank.
Would you like your confirmation number?
No.
And give me one moment. Okay, so yes, sir. With that $67.32, I will go on ahead and refund you the full charge of the $67.32 if you give me one moment. And also the account is canceled out. So would you like me to refund you the full charge?
What?
I said, would you like for me to refund you the full $67.32?
Yes, please. Yes, hold sorry then out.
Okay, so the refund was successful. Now, that does take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the account. And I do have your confirmation number that the account was canceled.
Okay.
And also that the refund was successful. Let me know when you're ready.
One second. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, is C as in Charlie, 262-938-474.
Okay, C, 262-938-474.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye.